Hi, and welcome to another episode of The Disruptive Author. Today, I'm super excited to have with me Katie Bolter from a business called Like She Owns the Place. So I'm just going to fall straight into there. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Why don't you just tell us what's that about, Like She Owns the Place?
Yeah, so Like She Owns the Place started as a COVID creation, which I feel is a very common story over the last few years. I had just gone into a real estate recruitment role, and it was about 1 month into my new role and the pandemic hit. And as you can imagine, recruitment was basically null and void coming into a global pandemic. So I was stood down. I had a job to go back to. I was very fortunate for that. But I was basically sitting at home, like most people, on Job Seeker with not much to do. So I used that opportunity to start my own business, which is Like She Owns the Place.
Okay,
It was
so what's that about?
It was originally an opportunity to start a networking group for women in real estate. So Like She Owns the Place was a play on words. And I was doing that to build my network while I wasn't working, so that when the time came to go back to work, I had been still connecting with people and building my network within that space. I did eventually go back to work, but I have now completely moved away from real estate or anything to do with it. So now, Like She Owns the Place has a focus on women, women in business, mostly small businesses, but just women in business, and bringing them together for networking events, as well as connecting them with other people in business that they can work with, as well as resources and tools to help them grow.
Holy moly. That's a lot.
Yeah,
So
it is.
what grew out of, I guess this is a common story, you know, people either COVID or the global financial crisis or, you know, big turning points in our lives. Things have come out of that for people. There's been growth, there's been good things, and there usually is out of a tragedy, sadly.
Yes.
But so you've done that thinking that once you go back to work, you're going to have a nice established network that you've developed online. And you did go back to work for a little while.
I did. I went back to work in September of 2020. And in November 2020, I resigned from that role.
So a whole month. September,
yeah,
2 months.
About 2 months. Yeah, I got back into my role. And yeah, I resigned after 2 months and started another business as well as Like She Owns the Place.
Okay.
I was just in a creative zone. I as much as I wanted to get back out and about, I loved working at home. I loved working for myself. And I really enjoyed the people that I had started connecting with in the small business world. And I just
understand.
It sparked so much interest that that's the path I went down from there.
Sounds beautiful. Sounds very exciting, like a whole new adventure. And I wonder whether you would have actually discovered that had COVID not come. Like, you might just still be in a paid role working for somebody else, but doing great things, may even be enjoying it. But would you have ever thought of this? Is this something that has been in the back of your mind for some time, or not at all?
Yeah, so I grew up, both my grandma and my mum, they were business partners. So I've grown up around like my family running their own business, and it was something that I always wanted to do. But I think when you're in that safety zone and like you have an income coming in each week, it's all very comfortable. You don't want to take any risks. Like, you kind of stay there because it's comfortable. Whereas I think COVID really pushed a lot of people to do things that they were probably a little bit scared of. And we had no choice but to jump into the deep end. And turns out it's not all bad.
No, it's not all bad, is it? So
Yeah.
sometimes good things do come, as I was saying.
Yeah,
all right, so
absolutely.
That's one business. So you've got a networking business, which I would like to come back to and find out a little bit more about, because from the little bit I do know, it sounds really interesting. What's the other business?
Yeah, so this one's a bit random. As I said, in November, I resigned from my job because I decided I was going to open a paint and sip store. I'm not an artist, just to preface that. I went to a paint and sip for my birthday and I just loved the idea of it. It was quite a new concept and it was really growing, and it was a fun way of socializing outside of outside of just going to dinner or just going to drinks or just going and doing the usual things we do. And after being in lockdown for that year, I think a lot of people, myself included, were craving that reconnection and that the option to go out and do something fun. So yeah, I just randomly decided I'm going to start a paint and sip and go all in.
Awesome. So you're based in Brisbane, aren't you?
Yes,
Or
that's correct.
Southeast Queensland, I should say.
Yeah.
So you've got a paint and sip on the south side.
Yes, that's correct. In Bulimba.
Okay, and your networking group, you meet up around the North Lakes area?
Yeah, so we specialize in the Moreton Bay region. That has been for the last 6 months predominantly. Before that, I lived closer to the city. So, but when I moved out this direction, I found that groups like this were a little bit few and far between. So I thought there was a real opportunity out here.
All right, so that's for the like she owns the place.
Yes, that's correct.
Let's go there now. Let's just talk about some of the things that you're doing with that group because it sounds really interesting to me. I'd love to know more.
Yeah, so the forward facing, we have a lot of events. So predominantly it is events that we run each month. So we run a co-working event each month, which gives women the opportunity to come along from, I think it's about 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on a first Monday of each month. And we do stints. So you get a free coffee on arrival because we all need a little bit of energy juice to get going.
Especially Monday
And
morning.
absolutely. And then we do a morning meditation, which is a 5 minute meditation. And then we plan our day out. We have a printed planner that everyone gets when they come along. We plan out our top three priorities, and then we organize some time blocking so that we can get those priorities done throughout the day. And then we break it up into work stints. So we'll have a 25 minute work stint and a 5 minute break. And then we'll do that a few times throughout the day, as well as have a lunch break where we can mingle and get to know each other a bit better. And then at the end of the day, we have like a final session where we go through, did we get our top three things done? And then also the opportunity to share things with the group that we might be struggling with or need some help or guidance on. And so that's our co-working event. And then the last Sunday of each month, we also host, I always say we, like there's this massive team, but it's just me. Just me.
Being gender neutral or something, yes.
Yeah. And then the last Sunday of each month is workout and wellness. So instead of having a corporate type event or a traditional networking event where it's speakers and things like that, this year I made the move to do something along the lines of health and wellness. That's one of my top values, and having quite extensive mental health journey myself, and knowing how easy it is to push myself to the bottom of the to-do list, being a business owner, a partner, a friend, a sister, all those different hats that we wear, I often am my last priority. So workout and wellness is an opportunity for women to come along, make themselves the number one priority, do something fun for themselves, and also connect with other women who have the same values and the same desire to do stuff for themselves. It's also an opportunity to make new friends, with no ties of having to follow up to do business together or any preset questions or agendas or anything like that. Just to come along and make friends, because I think that's also gets a bit harder as you get older as well, just to make friends that have common interests.
And as you say, without having that, the agenda of having to follow up and do business or find business for or none of that, just walking alongside each other, taking care of yourself and doing it in like-minded company.
And just having fun as well. I think sometimes whether we're in a corporate role or our own business or a full-time mom, like we wear so many hats and we have to think of so many different things that fun again falls to the bottom of the list. And fun is, it's just fun. We need to have it more often.
We do. It's actually one of my higher values.
Yeah, same.
So I think it's about fourth on the list. So it's important, totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So look, I love what you're doing. Would you call that a networking group?
For lack of a better word, yes, I am on the hunt to, I'm always trying to improve my elevator pitch because like my workout and wellness events are open to all women, not just women in business. So I try my very best not to use networking, but in an essence, it is networking, but not your classic, here's some questions and name badges and all those types of things. So if anyone
it's like
ever
women,
has any...
networking for women on a mission.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm always looking for a better synonym to make it a bit more appealing and fun than the old school networking vibe.
So I guess the reason I'm asking is because I'm always looking when I'm interviewing, in particular, just when I'm chatting with people, I'm always looking for what makes them different. And as I'm like disruptive publishing, I'm always looking for how they're disrupting the industry that they're in. And so while you're talking, I'm trying to fit you into a category. And I'm thinking networking is really the thing. Yeah. Networking and connection.
Yeah.
And I feel like just your existence is sort of disrupting the industry, or you know, the what would you call it, the general way in which we perceive networking. You're really upsetting that and doing it quite differently.
Yeah, I know that some people will find this as a pretty generalized uniqueness when it comes to saying like, why is my business different to others? But I always think the strongest about like the strongest thing within my business that'll always make it different is me. I play a very active role. It is a very personal brand to an extent. And I like to be reaching out to people directly, connecting with them so that they feel comfortable enough to that they feel like they have a friend in me. And that's the first step for them to come along to an event. I think a lot of people hold themselves back from going to events because they don't have someone to go with. Whereas I really encourage people to come along by themselves and let them know there are other people that will be there by themselves. So I think that I really am the unique selling point within my business. And I utilize that to the extent of making them feel like they already have a friend in me and that coming on the day will only grow their friendship circle. So yeah, just making them feel comfortable and appreciated and valued as my friend, and then giving them a safe space to continue building on that.
All right. So you've mentioned that your family, so this, you've sort of grown up with in a family business environment.
Yeah.
You yourself have only been in business for, so 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years this year. Yeah.
All right. So that's not a great deal of time, but you know, when I'm listening to you, it just, this all just flows naturally from you. You've got your values, you've got your ideals. You're talking about you know, what's unique about your business. And so what else are you doing to learn about business? Because it can be very difficult to grow a profitable business.
Absolutely. And I think there's no linear journey to growing your business. Like last year, I spent a lot of money on what I thought was a growth plan, and it all turned to crap. and was a big
a no growth plan.
Yeah, and then you I think sometimes you take 4 steps forward and then 6 steps back, and it's a little bit of a roller coaster. And I think if you just go in with an open mind and you move away from that fear of failure and more so look at everything as a lesson and what you can take from it, you will teach yourself the biggest lessons. Beyond that, I just Google everything. Like, yes. I remember
yay for Google.
It's as simple, it really is as simple as that. I think people overcomplicate it sometimes and they think they have to have everything perfect and they have to know everything. But I think for myself, I just dive into anything with an open mind and Google my way through it and YouTube my way through it. And it's never perfect when I first launch. It's probably not perfect for another year or two. Actually, there's no such thing as perfect, but
No, there's not. Yeah.
it doesn't get
Yeah.
to a point where I feel completely happy, or I am a bit of a perfectionist, which I try and move away from, but you're
Yeah.
never going to feel 100% happy with it. So if you wait until you're at that point, you're going to miss a lot of opportunities.
I so agree. Yep.
It's just about diving in, giving things a go, and being willing to learn and be your own biggest teacher. But to also, which is why I started Lexio as a place, surround yourself with people who have the same mindset. I know this seems like very general advice, but it is truly what makes the difference. I wouldn't be as far as I am without surrounding myself with the right people, and also being open to learn from all different types of people, not just people who are on your level. Or like some of my best friends are in their 60s and 70s, and I learn so much from them, and vice versa. And then I have the opportunity to mentor someone who's 16 at the moment, and I learn something from him every time, just as much as he learns something from me. Like, just
Great.
never close yourself up to the people you're going to meet, because you never know what you're going to learn from anywhere you go, really.
So one of the questions I always ask on the podcast is, based on your experience in business so far, what would be the number one thing that you would share with other people in business that you think they need to know?
Extending on what I just said, so like I just said, just being open to every opportunity that comes to you. Don't cut yourself off from the opportunity with your own perception of something. I think a really great example of this is the BX meeting that I met you at. I saw it and I like looked it up, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think I'm really good at, like, I don't think this is my kind of vibe. I don't know if I'm going to be the right like fit and all that kind of stuff. But I went along with an open mind, and I made so many great connections. And then also just applying that to all things, like just give every opportunity a go, because you never know what you're going to learn or experience from that opportunity. And if it doesn't suit, fine, you gave it a go. If it does suit, like, you open your world to a whole new variety of things. And I can guarantee you that there's people who have been in business longer than you, or doing whatever it is longer than you, who haven't gone in with that open mind and the opportunity to try as many things. And you could be learning 10 years of somebody's journey in 2 years if you keep an open mind and utilize everything that comes by.
Look, it just doing that, I feel like if you don't try something new, you're just doing the same old things, and you can't be in business. You won't be in business tomorrow using yesterday's methods and yesterday having yesterday's mindset. You have to
Absolutely.
be growing all the time, and that is the way to do it, isn't it? Step out of your comfort zone, try new things, and expand. Just expand your mind, expand your experiences, and that then expands your opportunities.
Absolutely. And I'd say the other thing, which I have found super important, is to take care of yourself, especially if you're a sole operator. Not even if you're a solo operator, if you have a team that's working for you, or you're a leader in any perspective, you need to take care of yourself, because that is how everything operates. If you're constantly getting sick, or you aren't taking care of yourself mentally, or like all of those things tie into absolutely every other avenue of your life. So if you aren't taking care of yourself as your number one priority, the way that then transfers into all the other areas of your life, it really shows.
Look, I feel like the flip side of that is one of my mentors says that she makes more money when she's doing yoga. And what she means by that is when she's looking after herself and doing the things that are good for her, it literally raises her energy levels, which means then she's got more energy for, her business, which just attracts more of the right people. And it's a cycle. So when your energy's down, everything's down. It doesn't work, does it? So you have to invest in yourself, time-wise,
Absolutely.
money-wise.
Yeah, and giving yourself the opportunity to rest and not feel guilty about it as well. That's something I really struggled with. Like, you're always going to have a to-do list. You're always going to have things that you need to
Yes.
get done, whether that's tomorrow, whether that's next week, 6 months, whenever it is. But if you don't give yourself rest, you're going to do those things at about half the capacity that you could really be doing them at.
Totally. Oh, look, it's been fabulous to talk to you. I would like to just leave the listeners with an opportunity to reach out to you. So those people on the northern side of Brisbane who might like to, or south side as well, really, if they'd like to come along to one of your doing days, I think they sound really good, actually. And you know, with that mini mastermind at the end, I think it's a great opportunity. So first, you said it was the first Monday of the month.
First Monday of the month. So the next one we have coming up is the 3rd of April. And if you follow along, my Instagram is like she owns the place.
Okay.
And yeah, I post on there whenever the events are coming up. So we have those particular ones. And then every now and again, I'll have other opportunities to collaborate with other businesses, and we kind of have other different types pop up throughout the month and year as well.
Okay. And the sip and paint,
Yes.
how
So,
often, how are you open all the time? Do you take like groups or?
yeah, so we're open on Fridays from the Friday class is at 6:30, and they're 2.5 hour sessions. And then on Saturday we have a 2 p.m. and a 6:30 p.m. And so those three sessions each week you can book into, just yourself, a group of friends. You can just book in your tickets online. Beyond that, we do private events as well. If you want to bring your team along for a corporate booking, a birthday party, hen's party, any type of event like that. And then we've also just branched into some new offerings like paint your pet, or we're doing workshops now, which are digging more into the technique side of things. So like an oil workshop and things like that.
What a great idea. All right. And that's just south of the river, the border, I was going to say.
The border, yeah, all the way over on south side. I know when
Yeah,
I
all
have
the way over there.
I know when I have to go over there, it's like I have to plan my whole day. It's like I've just got to
Yes.
put everything on this side of town is on a Thursday.
Yep.
So yes, you can book them in the store, or we also offer pop-up options as well. So we bring everything to you, and we
Cool.
need you to supply our tables and chairs. We bring the table coverings, everything you need to paint. All of our sessions are BYO, so we supply glassware and a fridge. You can bring wine, you can bring juice, you can bring cheese boards, you can bring whatever you'd like to have during your session. And then, yeah, we take you through a 2.5 hour step-by-step class.
Fabulous. All right. Well, I'll put those details with the you know, with the spiel about the podcast so that people can reach out to you. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been quite enlightening talking to you, and you're very inspirational, someone so
Thank
young
you.
too.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for
Thank you.
having me.
Okay, bye for now, Katie.
Bye.